Right, we are now recording. Let's get this popping. I'm playing music.
She had a place in his heart.
Hey, welcome to Always On with Tanya J featuring DJ J.U. Weiss, and he ain't here, but he's here in spirit. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Happy the day after Super Bowl Day, everybody. Happy Black History Month, everybody. It's just a lot of things going on and everything. So, you know, our show, we like happy to talk about love.
Happy I lost my money on a game day.
You really went with the green and white, you know, after they beat the Giants?
Of course, this is my area.
I did go for the Eagles. I did.
It was a close game, that's all. It was a close game.
It was actually really good. Really,
it was
really
a good game.
From the gate, it was good. So I just hated that the last minute, you know, the Chiefs pulled out that three-pointer, so that was that.
So, Jay, don't be on this line talking about you was rooting for the Chiefs just to be saying it online. You know you was with the Eagles.
The Eagles beat our Giants. I mean, they shellacked us. I couldn't. I like Hurt. I like his swag. He wears Air Jordans. He's cool. He's the coolest brother out there. But I couldn't put my money on him.
Well, he switched his shoes, right? He put on some other different cleats during the middle of the game because of the ground was slippery, I guess.
Yeah, he put on some throwbacks. Yeah.
All right. So we got some special guests with us today. You know, we do our Valentine's Day talking about love and relationships and everything. We have relationship coach and life coach Cheyenne Basta.
What's going on, people? Thank you for having me on the show, especially for DJ.
Hey, it has been a long time since you've been here. we got our Grammy nominated songwriter, producer, film director. What else are you? You got 15 jobs, man. 15 jobs.
We got 22 jobs.
Chanel Red is in the house with us. Everybody. We got some more guests coming, but they'll pop on later and everything. But definitely, we want to get into the Super Bowl first before we talk about love and relationship. I know Cheyenne's got a lot to tell us because he's been working.
You know, yeah, we got to save him some time so he can break it down.
He's going to break it down for us for sure.
Forever be broke.
For sure.
So listen, what happened? Who'd you vote for Super Bowl?
Well, did you bet?
Yeah.
The Eagles.
You say that a little dim-hearted.
Listen, I bet a couple of hundreds, you know what I'm saying? But hey, it was a great game. I enjoyed the game. I enjoyed the halftime. I thought it was great. Some of the commercials were hilarious.
I thought the commercial was good too.
I like Ben Stiller's commercial was funny. I was like, how did he get that slot? He paid some money for that slot.
I definitely, and that's the first, well, yeah, that one made me laugh. I'm trying to remember what the other one that made me laugh. That
was, you know, which one I thought was like really, really like over the top dumb.
Who?
The two guys that were flying around in a bar like they was doing karate.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, what in the world?
But listen, some of those commercials are so out there because they're trying to top whatever happened last year and everything. So it doesn't make any sense, but it made sense to them because they were probably, you know, I don't know, drinking or whatever to get that that spark of creativity.
7 million a spot. 7 million a spot makes a lot of sense. I like the one by Amazon about the dog crate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You
know, yeah, that was good.
That was cute.
You know, I like the J-Lo Ben commercial since he got memes coming out of the ground.
I like the Ben Affleck commercial. That was good.
Yeah, the Dunkin' Donuts one. Yeah, that's the one I like. That made
she
me
was like, is this where you are when you say you're gone during the day?
Yeah, but when she pulled up, it was so funny. She pulled up, so funny.
I'm telling you, one thing about J-Lo, she always looks good.
Always. That girl is beautiful. Okay. I'm gonna give it to women who are beautiful, I'm gonna give it to them.
give it to them. Shout out to the beautiful women.
Yes.
You know.
Amen.
Amen.
Hey, Cheyenne, did you watch the game?
I did. I actually hosted. So I had quite a few people, you know, over, and, you know, I didn't even get to check out all of the commercials and things like that. So I'm just listening. So I'm like, what about the Karate Man? What about Ben Stiller? I missed all of those things. Oh, so I'm going to go back and watch it, because I'm kissing babies. I'm playing pool. I'm doing all types of stuff with everybody. But it was a good time, and we just enjoy being together. So that's what it was all about. I don't think many people who attended even watched the Super Bowl. I'm like, who's playing?
That sounds like a fun part.
Exactly. You had a lot of people.
This is my second Super Bowl. Yeah, that's what it was. This is my second Super Bowl that I hosted, because I moved into a new place and I did a housewarming last Super Bowl. And I just did it all at the same time. I'm like, let's do a housewarming slash Super Bowl party. It worked out. So I said, let's do it again. It was fun. A lot of people came through.
Cool. Yeah. Cool.
All right. What y'all think about that halftime?
It was awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Everybody's starting to flashback on that.
I thought it was good, considering the fact of her condition. She still pulled through. She hadn't performed in over 10 years. She wanted to do it, and the dancers were great. The scenery was great.
The dancers saved her.
Listen, right. I enjoy watching the dancers better than her. I'm sorry, Rihanna. I love you and everything, but them dancers were hot.
Her being pregnant.
You think there were?
Huh?
1,000? That was a lot of dancers.
Yeah,
well, there were probably a couple hundred. And one, I don't think it was 1,000. I think it was a couple hundred, because I watched them coming out of the...
That whole choreography thing was dope with the colors. I like how she went up in the sky doing the last song, Diamonds. That was great.
She was trying to be like Beyonce there. You know, Beyonce went higher than that. She's real high.
I don't know how high you can go, because I was thinking, damn, she didn't, you know, scared of heights or anything. She just
wasn't
all
scared
up
at all.
But it looked pretty high to me. I gave her props on, like you said, on the amount of time she's been away, coming back. The hits were good. But, you know, there were some times I looked up and there was some serious, awful lip syncing going on. Like, the music was going.
Oh, yeah. I was another thing. I was like, she's not performing it live. You know what I'm saying?
It was supposed to be
live. And, but you know what, too? There was a delay in the transmission, too, of it.
Oh, okay.
Because when it caught up, we was like, why is this? And then all of a sudden it caught up. Mm. And then it did it again. I'm like, this is crazy. So the two TVs we had, one was at one point and the other one was...
It was crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I missed? I missed the Black anthem. I missed the opening, like the national anthem and the Black anthem, which everybody was giving shit for that too.
I came in on Babyface. Babyface was awesome. And the guy, Alston, he was great.
Was that the country singer? Was that...
Yeah.
Yes, I think he was the best out of all of them.
Yeah, he was great.
Definitely the best out of all of them. He touched my soul with the way he sung the national anthem.
Did you cry too? Because the guy was crying.
Yeah, everybody was crying. Everybody, every football player they pinned, they all had tears in their eyes and everything.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So yeah, it was a good game. I appreciate it. I wouldn't bet on anything though, but I appreciate it.
No, I wasn't. Yeah,
they was neck and neck. I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Something to watch.
It really was. It was like, holy shit, let me watch the game, you know?
And I usually don't, but hey. All right, well, listen, Black History Month, you know, it's here. We got to celebrate that for the next couple of weeks, and that's that. But let's get into some love and relationships and talk about we ain't got no man or woman. Or I don't know. I don't.
Well, you know, Black
History Month. Well, I still ain't have no men from since the last time we talked.
I'm not going to say how long ago that was.
I'm just, you know what?
I don't think it's that. We just got to find somebody who matches our energy. That's what it is.
I'm not even trying to find nobody. If he's on my lap, cool. If he don't, cool.
Hey, I'm tired. Cheyenne?
I agree with you saying. It's about matching energy. And
yes.
When I talk to people about dating and relationships, I only ask that they're honest. honest with themselves, because what I, and this is why, you know, coaches charge premiums, because when we charge a premium, we can get you to be honest. Mm. When it's cheap, you'll lie to us.
I agree with that.
But when the price is so significant where it just doesn't make sense to lie, oh, that's when we can get a transformation. So right. If I'm talking to someone and like she said, if it falls in my lap, cool. If it doesn't, cool. That means automatically, because I've been doing this for a while, when I hear that, that lets me know that a relationship is not a top priority. So she can follow me on social media. I'm like, follow me on social media. You can just get what you need when you need it. But yep. When I hear people, but I do hear certain people, they're really frustrated, and I can see it in their eyes. I can feel it in their body language and hear it in their voice that they really, really desire a relationship. Now, some people have never experienced this. Some people have, and this is where the desire is either decreased or increased, because if you've already experienced marriage, if you've already experienced having children, if you've already experienced heartbreak and all of these things, you might be like, ah, if it falls in my lap, if it doesn't. But if you're at a certain point in your life where you are longing for it, you never experienced it, you're like, what is the problem? And for that person who is like really, really have this strong desire, that's the person that I would focus on, because I can give them the blueprint. Tell me your name again.
Chanel.
I know. Here's what I know about Chanel. And this is not from talking to her behind the scenes or anything like that. This is from me looking at her right now. I'm not going there. You cute. I'm talking about, I can tell that she has experience with men. I can tell that she has experience with men, and she knows. She knows whenever she decides, I want a man, she can get it. I promise you. Attracting men is not an issue for this young lady.
Nope.
It's not even about that. I'm gonna take you there. I'm taking you on a journey. Mm-hmm.
Take me on the ride.
She knows how to attract men. She knows how to get what she wants out of men. It's simply a matter at this point in her life, and this is based off of her energy that I'm getting over this live right now. It's her making the decision and saying, okay, I'm in the mood for a man. Let's make it happen. And so when you're at that stage in life, when you're able to turn it on and off like that, it's good. But what I ask women who have that power, that knowledge, that wisdom, I ask that they just admit, hey, I'm not in the mood for a man right now. As opposed to saying, men this, men that. It's like, no. You chilling, you good. You don't want to be in a relationship. If that was what you wanted, you know exactly what you have to do to get it. And then sometimes it's like when you get experience, you don't want to deal with it anymore. And that's fine too.
You think
to the point where you don't want to deal with it, it's okay to be single. And that's important to know with Valentine's Day coming up.
You think she's okay. Just looking for intimacy when she wants it type of thing? You know, that term we use, you know, I want a guy this week, or I want a dinner this week, or I want sex this week. But not 60, 50.
Well, you know what? For me, even in that category, the energy needs to be right. You know what I mean? Even to have sex. And it just be just that. The energy has to be right. Not I love you. Oh my God, I want to be with you. But just the energy, the passion, it has to be right. And you can go home.
You know? Absolutely. And you
but
know,
the whole, for me, the whole getting to know someone from scratch. If the energy ain't there, it's just
that's exhausting.
But that's the thing. That's what we have to understand, is that we are the common denominator. So if the energy is not right, you always take half the blame. What I know about myself, for example, is that if I wherever I show up, my part of the energy is always going to be good. So if you're not feeling me, it's probably you. It's probably you, because I'm coming with good energy every time. I'm making people laugh. I'm smiling. Hey, how you doing? Did you watch the Super Bowl? Did you see Rihanna? Good. How's the baby? Mwah. I'm showing love. I'm putting out the energy. So if you're not feeling that, it's gotta be something inside of you. It's gotta be.
So let me ask you a question. So for me to have someone to pursue you, let's say somebody pursued you for like months and finally you're just like, okay, let me see what this person wants. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Let me entertain this person and see what they want. You're not able to be yourself, your fun self, because you're like, this person has been hitting me, wanting to get to know me. And it's like, oh, well, what do you want? My first thing. What do you want from me? Why you keep hitting me? Like, what?
So there's two.
I won't even go to like and look at their pages or look at any information or anything because I don't want to be bamboozled by what your page is. That's one. I want to be able to get to know the person that I just responded to after weeks or months of hitting me and, oh, I want to know you. So let me see what kind of conversation we're going to have. But I'm honest with myself and I'm honest with them. I have not been involved with somebody for years. I haven't been on the phone conversating like, ooh, la, la, 4 or 5 hours. Oh, I'm calling you 4 or 5 times. That hasn't been my thing. So if I'm weird in our conversation or I'm a little standoffish, forgive me. I'm trying to get back in the swing of things now because I know somebody's interested.
Well, you're just
you're not weird.
Huh? You're a little rusty. That's it. That's all.
That's what I am. I'm rusty.
You're not weird. And I've been cautious. Right. Well, let me break this down what's happening because you're not hard to figure out. I've seen this and felt this energy many times before. And if I were single and I just wanted to have a little fun and play around, I would get those walls to come down. Mm. It's not difficult to figure out. What you need is a man who understands you. And what's happening is these guys who are approaching you, there's two problems. One is they're not taking the time. I mean, scratch that thought. That is a point, but I want to address this other point. They're not moving fast enough. Now, here's what I mean by that. They're not moving fast enough. That's number one. And number two is you don't see their value. So let's play a little game. I'm single. You single. Now, you said, here's a problem. Here's a problem that I hear. And if I were coaching that other guy, I would tell him, you're moving way too slow. 3 months? I need to know if you're interested in me within seconds. And if you're not, if I don't feel you're interested in seconds, which I'm going to initiate, I'm going to turn you on in seconds. Well, I'm going to try to. And if I can't turn you on in seconds, I'm not going to give you minutes. So the fact that this guy gave you months tells me that his value is low. And you know it. And so you're responding to his low energy. You're like, oh, let me see what he wants. Now, take a guy like me. I'm going to say, hey, what's going on, Faith? How you doing? And you're going to laugh. And I'm going to be like, listen, I know what you're thinking. As soon as you get home, what you're going to do to me, right? You're like, as soon as I get home, right? And so I'm like, listen, I just want to come from behind and ask you what your interests are, who you be with, things that make you smile, what numbers to dial.
You're gonna
be here for a while. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm talking. See, my job is not to get you in bed. My job is to get you to want to take me to bed. I'm going to turn you on, and then I'm going to say, listen, it was so nice talking to you. I'm going to run and grab a drink or something like that, but I'll be around, but I hope to talk to you a little later. And when I leave, and this is all within a 2 minute mark, 2 minutes, you're going to be thinking about me the whole night, probably watching me to see when I'm going to come talk to you again. You're going to be interested. And now you went months and years. Oh my God, I've never felt this way. That's because you're dealing with men who won't take the time to understand you. Mm. I understand a woman who's abstinent. I understand a woman who's celibate. I understand a woman who's been through things. I understand a woman who's been disappointed. My job is to offer you fun within seconds, minutes, hours, days. We can have fun. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to BS you. I'm the fun guy. And if we find after we're having fun that we want to talk about something serious, now we got a potential relationship.
And I'm the fun girl.
Listen, we got Akisa Mendez just joined us and everything. Hi, girl. How you doing?
Hi.
Long time. How are you doing?
I know. I'm good. I'm good. I'm hanging in there one day at a time. Hi, Cheyenne. I remember Cheyenne.
Hey, how you doing, girl?
This is our love group forever, okay? We have so much fun.
So, what up? Shai, you think all what you were saying, which makes 1,000% sense, is that a term of maturity? Is that the same that Miss Irvin may go through in her 20s versus her 30s versus her 40s? You know,
it's totally different when you're older.
Let me explain something. Because, and I'm sharing this from personal experience, but I'm going to go beyond my experience. Older women have always been attracted to me, and I'm going to explain why. Most older women, they're so focused on business, work, being a parent, being responsible. I'm going to show you how to be the opposite. Girl, put the iPad down for just a few minutes. Come on, when you finish that Zoom call, come on, let's have a little bit of fun. They're like, no. I'm going to show you, have a little fun. Stay up a little later on Friday night. They want that. They need that. They're human. So the older they get, it's like the more rigid, the more conservative, the more protective, the more cautious. And I'm the one who's going to get you off that ledge. That's why younger guys are so appealing to older women, because older women are so cautious. They're afraid that the guy's going to hurt them. I'm like, no, I'm just going to show you a really, really good time. Now, I know you're not used to that because you're used to guys approaching you a certain way, lying to you, trying to offer you this fantasy. And it's like, no, I'm not going to offer you any of that. I'm literally telling you, I'm going to show you a good time. And I'm not just saying it with my words. I'm showing you so that you can feel it, so that you have the evidence. Wow, this is fun. That might mean getting a little frisky in the car or outdoors or something like that. Something that most older women are not doing. And they don't have men who will offer them this experience, which makes younger guys that much more attractive.
So it has flipped, is what you're saying.
They're being young again. Essentially,
yeah. Everybody wants to feel young. I mean, yeah, every woman, right. Every man, if they're up in age, or woman, whatever, they want to feel young again. So if somebody comes in your life that has your appeal like you and is offering you fun and taking your mind off of all the business and the family and blah, 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 it's for the moment. But we don't want moments. That's what I'm saying. I don't want a moment because I meet people just like you all the time. I'm tired of the moments.
Well, that's
a moment for me.
Yeah. And this is
why do you a lot of women get in. Why do you say that's a moment?
Because nobody takes the time, like he says, to figure out who I am or want to know who I am. So it's a moment. Yes, we have fun. We go out on dates. We do this. We do that, you know, blah, blah. But it's a moment. It dies down. So I'm just trying to figure out.
Most of the time, men don't want to know the others, all that stuff.
Yeah, I'm gonna show you how to combat that.
They don't want to know all that.
It's not even about being heavy. Just know who I am, where I came from. But, ask questions. You know what I'm saying about me and blah blah blah.
Well, here's the point about bringing the walls down.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear that point again, Cheyenne. Because how can you bring the wall? If she's saying you're not getting to know me, that means it sounds like to me there's a wall up.
There's
a wall up with him, not with us.
I'm a fun person.
When a man really wants to know you, he's going to put it out there that he wants to know you, and he's going to do more than just make you laugh.
Right.
Now, this is where a lot of ladies get themselves in trouble. They get the younger guy who's coming with the young energy. He's coming with the vibes. He's coming with the fun. He's coming with the sex appeal. He's coming with all of that stuff. What women do is, here's the mistake. I'm going to take a pause. They make the mistake of taking the fun guy seriously.
Mm. No. Uh-uh.
That's a mistake, ladies.
No,
this is the fun moment. Guy.
Not me. Yeah, that doesn't apply. Guy, that doesn't apply to everybody.
I could be fun with the fun
this
guy.
Is the fun guy. You need to keep fun guy as fun guy. And yeah, then, and this is and this is what I recommend.
What does that have to do with still them getting to know you while being fun?
That brings me to my next point. You need to keep fun guy as fun guy. And this is another thing that women are not doing is you need to have multiple dating options.
Okay.
Multiple dating options. So you might have fun guy. He's just the fun. You might have a platonic male friend guy over here. You might got spiritual guy over here, and you're weighing different options. You're seeing exactly what it is that you need out of a person, and you're trying to cultivate relationships with people who offer what it is that you need. So, for example, if I have five different women that I'm dating at one time, and what I like to do is I like to assess them within seconds, minutes, hours, not days, weeks, months. I determine, and I just talk to them, ask them key questions. Like, for example, if I find out a woman lives with a mother, you're not wife material, you're cut off. if I find out a woman is abstaining and I'm not, done. You know what I'm saying? If I find out a woman doesn't live in close proximity, done. So that's three. I find out a woman has a roommate, done. You know, it's things like this where I can't just date one person, because even though I've decided those four people are not long-term, I still need them right now.
What about
I can
the
still
reverse?
Benefit from them right now. So I'm not going to just keep searching for the main one and not enjoy these other people. No, I'm going to enjoy everybody. And that's what women need to do as well. Explore your options.
Okay.
Well, I like to be able to get to know a person one by one.
Yeah, and that takes seconds.
Not five at one time, but one by one.
Ladies, let me ask you a question. Can you look at a man and tell he's broke?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so what is this I need to get you know you business? You can look at a guy and tell so much about him.
You shut me up with that one.
It depends on the approach of the person. Because a person, that guy could be broke for the moment because of something he may be going through. So I'm not going to judge him, because I have been broke for the moment when somebody has approached me. So I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to stigmatize somebody with that, you know, if they don't got no socks on and they ankles ashy. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you something. If you see a man with white tube socks on and a suit, run.
Look, if I see him with ankles, I'm just gonna go in my pocketbook and be like, "Here, you need some lotion."
And some lotion. Yeah. There you go.
Hold on. I'm only going to offer you lotion if I'm digging you. You understand what I'm saying? If I just met you and your ankles are ashy, I'm not offering you. How dare you come to me like that?
No, but listen. It's called help, right? I'm going to offer you lotion, and I'm going to say the next time you approach someone, make sure your ash is
okay. Well, you're
done.
Nice.
I'm so done.
See that? Can I interject right there?
For us, we can't.
let me tell you something. This is the problem that a lot of women have. They'll meet a man and there's a red flag right there, and they'll still move forward.
Right.
They'll still move forward. Me personally, if you ashy, you're done.
Ooh,
you're done.
But let me ask you a question. If you came across a woman, she was beautiful, y'all had a nice conversation, y'all been talking 20, 30 minutes, you love what's going on, and you look down and her toes ain't done, you just gonna can her because her toes ain't done?
Because her toes aren't done. You get it.
I think that's beyond.
Like
that's beyond.
If you like the important things, the toes are not important, because you can take her or give her some money or suggest her go get her toes done. But if her personality is great, y'all vibed, y'all got along and all that, I ain't getting rid of. I'm gonna take him to the salon to get his toes done.
First of all, I wouldn't have approached you.
Do you have a three strike rule? Because I have a three strike.
I have a three strike rule.
If you come to me messed up and I'll say something, maybe. Okay, say your breath stink. Okay, I can't deal with that. I really can't deal with stank breath. Okay, I can't. All right, put a mint, gum, chew something, swig something. I don't know.
Right.
Just kill the germs. You know, people talk a lot these days. So, and your breath starts thinking, I can't deal with that. And that's a big red flag for me. I mean, like if you come to me twice, three times like that.
T, check it. If you haven't, if these doesn't sound like first dates to me, because on the first date you don't really come ill prepared, right? On the first date,
some people
can we rewind? That's not true. The first date, we're too far ahead to start assessing. A lot of
even before the first date, so I know I came in a little bit late, so I'm trying to catch up.
That's okay.
And I'm having flashbacks of a lot of things right now. Chanel.
Go ahead, talk about them. Talk about them.
But I just feel like even prior to the first date, even prior to finding out if somebody's asked you if their breast stinks or if they broke, or if they look like they this or look like they that, shouldn't there already be initial conversation prior to even meeting up with a person? Because for me, at the big age that I'm at right now, I've gone past. I don't think I was ever at a point where I had. Like Chanel said, like the multiple guys at one time dating, you know, different guys at one time, maybe once where I was like, you know, maybe three guys that were interested, but not in any way, shape or form was I intimate with all three. It was just conversation, trying to get to know whatever, whatever, and may the best man win, so to speak.
Right, there you
but
go.
At the same time, I don't have the patience to, again, at this big age, just to keep on relearning people. So my way of trying to figure people out is having initial conversation. Like I had a situation recently where we were speaking for maybe 6 months or so, like close to 6-7 months on, you know, through text and phone and whatever the case was. And then we finally met up and it was amazing. Like we literally had everything in common from the kids, you know, to family life, to work life, to struggles, to everything, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And Cheyenne said something earlier, and that's why I kind of rolled my eyes a little bit. When you said, if I find out that you don't live in the proximity of me, this person lived 40 minutes from me. So at first, even though the schedules were a thing and, you know, the kids were a thing, but, you know, the beauty in our situation was that we tried our best and put forth effort into seeing each other, whether he came here, I went over there whenever I could or whatever the case is. But later on, that became a problem. Even though it was more than 2 years that we were rocking consistently and talking every single day, having conversations, had everything, when I say everything in common, from music to perspective to standards to morals to everything. So how does a person like me now, where things aren't really at that point anymore, and it's like, you know, very fickle, then how do you sit there and say that you even want to have the patience to even meet anybody else at that point? When you've had everything, even after the conversation and the first date, was so amazing that everything else followed behind that. Is it my fault now because I'm ashy and my toes ain't done, or is it his
You're
fault?
You're not ashy.
Because no, I'm just saying. But you get what I'm saying? Like it's disheartening when you have a good thing and something like distance. That's crazy.
I want to point out that I'm glad that you pointed out what I said were my standards.
Right.
Everybody has to have their own standards. When I gave those examples, I wasn't speaking for everybody.
If you like
ashy men, go for it. I was talking about for myself. If I see that you're ashy, then for me, I can't move forward. So everybody should have that thing where they say, for me, it's a no. Some women might look at me and be like, yo, you smile way too much. Are you gay? Like your clothes fit. Listen, let me explain something. I'm engaged. I don't know if you knew that, but I'm engaged, getting married in May 2023. Even my fiance was like, at first I wasn't sure about you, but on our first date, you were just rubbing all up on me. So I know that you weren't gay. And she's clear now. But there are women, they're not used to guys who are well spoken, guys who wear clothes that fit them, guys who smile a lot because they're happy. They're not used to it. So for them, they look at me and be like, nah, Nah, I take care of my feet. I might wear sandals. Nah, they'll say nah. And I'm like, okay, it's okay to have whatever standards. And I want you to have standards because I would much rather you look at me on first glance and say no than waste right. my time on the phone via okay. text and on dates. And now when a woman tells me, I got to get to know you, I already know the type of woman that I'm dealing with because I move very quickly. I expect results within 72 hours.
Or wow. Know.
That's I my agree.
72 well, hours.
I agree.
I was going to have young
results because let's say, for example, let me break this down. Let's say, Tanya, if I met you on a Thursday, right?
Uh-huh.
And we vibe in, make each other laugh, all of that stuff. We exchange numbers and then no communication on Friday. No communication on Saturday.
Yeah, you're done for me.
No
yeah,
communication no, I'm good. On Sunday.
Yeah,
what
bye.
You're telling me is that whatever interest you had, it wasn't that high.
Right.
Because right. I know what it's like when somebody really likes me, when yep. somebody's really into me. You can't get them to stop texting.
Right.
You can't mm-hmm. get them to stop inviting you
here's
to stuff.
The thing. Here's the thing. So here's another one. Here's another one. You just like we vibed on a Thursday. I didn't hear from you on Friday all day, but I might send you a text and say, hey, how you doing? You know, no
you
text back.
Don't hear nothing.
Yeah. When I get no text back, then we're done.
But here's how I like to do it. I would never put you in that position. If I met you on a Thursday, I would say, hey, it was nice meeting you. This is Cheyenne. This is via text. Listen, I want to know your schedule for this week. And you would tell me, so let me show you how it went with me and my fiance. I met my fiance on a Monday and we had like a 2-minute conversation. I saw her and I was like, it was at a festival, it was at a Dance Africa in Brooklyn. So I saw her and I got lucky because she was getting ready to step off the curb. I almost missed her. She was on her way home. I said, did you get your picture taken by any chance? And she was like, yes, I did. I said, well, thank God, because you're so beautiful. I'm so glad somebody captured it. And I was like, where are you going? She was like, she said, I'm going home. I said, home? It's only 8:00. She said, I'm tired. I said, well, listen, we got to exchange numbers because I want to see you again. And so we exchanged numbers and she went on her way. I text her. I say, listen, when are you available? I'd like to see you again. Now, this was a Monday. She said, I'm available mostly on Tuesdays. I said, great. I'll see you tomorrow. And so I figured out a place to take her and I invited her. Now, thing about it was when I met her, she was just dressed like average. So I didn't really get to see her body or anything like that. I just thought she was really beautiful. And so on the date, she showed up like sexy. I was like, whoa. So the fact that she was available the next day, high mm-hmm. interest. She's yeah. texting me and responding, high interest. She showed up on time, high interest. She yep. dressed for the occasion. She didn't just come, oh, I'm sorry, I just came from dance rehearsal. No. She knew she had this plan with me. Makeup, hair done, dress looking good. I was like, this woman deserves my attention. So I was like, hey, order what you want. You know what I'm saying? We had a good time. She deserved it. And this is what a lot of ladies need to understand is we want to reward you, but we're not going to reward bad behavior.
All right,
this
Cheyenne.
Woman
right.
was giving me
Cheyenne.
Good energy.
That's beautiful. It. And you're talking beautiful. That we
but,
all.
But let's go back. Let's go back to the specifics of the woman who was talking about. She was texting back and forth. For
look, everybody ain't Cheyenne.
That's what I'm saying. Nobody's like they don't take the time like that.
You know why was she accepting that behavior of 6 months texting back and forth? But because yeah. you hear a lot of times people don't want to move as fast as that. So why were you going for 6 months of texting? You said, did you meet the guy before? During those texting, or you just was like texting and talking on the phone?
I'm gonna answer for her. She didn't have her option set up.
No.
Priority?
No, not at all. First of all, I always have options. Let's just let's
no,
say
no,
that,
not
right?
You.
Me?
Attitude. But go ahead.
Oh, you want to talk about me?
Yeah, but
I thought you were asking me because I said I was speaking to somebody for at least like 6-7 months prior to meeting.
Right. Also, yeah, both of them right. doing it.
Right. But the thing is this, like, I'm not one of those people who feels like because I have options, it's a badge of honor, because sometimes those options aren't even real options. And again, I'm more interested in finding out what a person is about. And I actually met him through a family. He was a mutual friend of like somebody that I knew in my family. So that's where most of the interest came from because, you said tricky?
That's tricky.
Why?
Was it? Okay, so this setup. This wasn't.
It's tricky meeting through family.
No. It wasn't an actual setup. It was just a thing where he saw me, asked a person about me, whatever the case was. And then my friend said, well, have at it. Like, you know, maybe say hi or start a conversation. And he did just that. Very articulate, very knew how to communicate, was very respectful. So that was the interest. Like I'm always interested in somebody who can hold a conversation because I've dealt with someone else who only had a span of 6 words of vocabulary. So after a while, it's like you get tired of the same, you know what I'm saying? You get tired of the same patterns and the same things. And it's like, if I'm expressing that I'm tired of the fact that you can't hold a conversation or that you're showing me a pattern when we started off one way and now you're going somewhere else, it's like, now you're turning me off. So if someone else comes along and now you're giving me everything that I need as far as showing me that, you know, you can be a stable partner or, you know, at least be a great friend and we can communicate and we can get to know each other. Like, I thought it was a very respectful thing and I thought very big of him that he was able to say everything from the very beginning. Like, I feel like at this point in at our lives, if we're not interested after the first date, just say that. I shouldn't have to wait for you to figure out if I'm gonna text you the next day or vice versa. So we can say, oh, we dated on Thursday. I didn't hear from you Saturday and Sunday, I'm done. No, how about Thursday? We say, listen, I had a good time, but I don't think this is gonna work. I think you're an amazing person, blah, 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 blah. But you know, it was nice to meet you. Maybe we could just be friends, whatever, whatever. And a lot of people make that mistake of not doing that. And then the next day it's, oh, hey, how you doing? And they string you along and they keep on talking, but yet you're really, the gaslighting. And you're not even interested. Not just women do that. Men do that too.
Men do that.
Do you think her standards are low? If that's the case, you think her standards are low?
No, I wouldn't say that her standards are low. She didn't say anything. She didn't say anything just now that made me feel like her standards were low. And what stuck out to me was that she said that the guy won't communicate.
And we're not picking on you, sir.
The guy won't communicate that, hey, I had a good time, but maybe just be friends. Because here's what ladies need to understand.
But can you be friends? That's the big question.
That was just an example. Like I said, my situation was different because, like I said, we were almost, two years and some change. So we knew the interest was there. We knew that we were very interested. But, you know, like we said, the distance and stuff like that became a factor. And, you know.
No. Interest, the word interest is relative. When a man is, there's levels to this. There's interested in physical, which is always high for men. There's interest in friendship. There's interest in resources. There's interest in building a life together. So let me explain what happened with this particular guy. His interest for building a life with you didn't decline. It was likely never there. Because if once a man decides this is the person, he's gonna go through whatever he needs to go through to make it happen. What happened was he pretended to want more than what he got from you, and he was exposed after about 2 years. He couldn't sustain it, and that turned you off. Now, if this were me, I would have never, like at this stage of my life, I would have just explained to you exactly what I wanted from you in this very moment.
How do you do that? How do you do that?
And how do you know? How do you know right off bat? How do you know right off bat? So for our listeners, how do you know that person is the one in 72 hours that you would spend time in and build with this person?
Yeah, I need to know
But also that question, especially in this day and age when we, and I don't mean no disrespect to the men, but a lot of men now, it's almost like they want to be chased more than we're being chased. Or they want to be chased more than we're chased. And it's almost like
roles are reversed.
Roles are very, and how they say before, who said it? Was it Diddy when they were like, no, can we say bitch assness?
Yeah, I don't care. Right? Just get it.
But man. I've been, and I'm not talking about my person because right. I still think the world of him. And just to go back, like I wasn't turned off by him because I understood that his life consisted of certain things that I had a huge respect and understanding about. You get right. what I'm saying?
Right.
But with other situations, I've been experiencing a lot of men that have been coming forward and the within conversation, everything, just female tendencies, like very feminine tendencies. Like I'm supposed to be the one that's nagging, and you're the one that's giving me the girly shit. Like, I'm sorry, but you know what I'm saying? Like, we're supposed to be adults, so why are we not being adults?
So, and that's the thing. Yeah, I agree. I'm sorry, Cheyenne, hold on a second. I totally agree with you. You get somebody, you meet somebody, you vibing and everything, and next thing you know, they don't call. Or they'll send you, good morning, gorgeous. Now that gets on my nerve. Good morning. And not, good morning, gorgeous. And nothing else the rest of the day. Just that. Then the next day, the same thing again. So what?
Oh my God. Okay,
wait a minute. Everybody's putting out very, very good stuff.
Okay.
I want to make sure I'm dressing everything. Okay. There was something that Jay was saying. Do you remember, Jay, what you were saying before the young lady chimed in? Because I want to touch on what the young lady spoke about too. Think the about role, it, Jay.
The roles reversing?
No, that's what the young lady came up with. There was another point that you had. But anyway, the role reversal. Let's talk about that real quick. And the whole texting here. I remember the question. How does a person know?
There, that was me. Yeah.
Now, how does a person know?
Yeah.
The answer to that question is quite simple. It's knowing who you are. Let me explain that. I know who I am. I know that I want to marry a Black woman. So what does that mean for every other race? That means you have zero chance. I don't have to get to know you. I know who I am. You understand that, ladies? So if you can eliminate the narcissism for a second and understand that it's not even about you, you're meeting these guys and they already know before they meet you, you're not the one. A white woman doesn't have a chance, unfortunately, because that's not what I want. Mm. Some women don't understand that men, even though you're not the one, they still want to enjoy your feminine essence. It's just that simple. Mm-hmm. And he'll enjoy you February, March, April, May, all the way until you get tired of it. A man never gets tired of feminine essence. Mm-hmm. And just because he's enjoying your feminine essence doesn't mean you're getting closer to anything special. It's literally just your feminine essence. It's your lips, it's your hips, it's your dips. It never gets old. And all women are not the same. There's taller women, there's more curvaceous women. It's different. It's so much fun. This is how men think. So they're not like, oh man. And the thing about it is when you're meeting men who are charismatic, big personalities, sense of humors, got a little money, educated, all that stuff, they know how to make you feel special. They're making you feel special. That's the charm. That's what's going to make your walls come down. That's what's going to make you open up to him. That's what's going to make you want to exchange energy with him. But that in no way insists that you are developing a relationship that's going somewhere. The way that you know that the relationship is going somewhere is when I say to you, the relationship is going here. And in most cases, well, in the type of men that I know and respect, they'll just tell you, hey, this is not going anywhere. This is just physical. I want you to know that so that your expectations stay here. I don't want you to get attached to me. There's no possibility.
Nobody
but
says
I
that.
Do enjoy.
You say it.
You say it. You do.
That is not.
But nobody else don't say that.
Okay,
they just
let me
keep
Let me address men. Let me address two things. One, the men that you ladies deal with don't do that. That's one
that part.
Now, the other part is any man who does not do that is a coward.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Yep.
Of course.
I would, if a man came to me and we were just talking, if me and Jay were talking and he's bragging about lying to, I'd be like, whoa, lying? Why would you do that? Why don't you just tell her the truth that you have multiple women, that you do this? Why wouldn't you just tell her the truth? It's easier.
Can you do that?
Because nobody knows how to be honest nowadays. That's the problem.
Cowards
don't
know how to be honest.
Well, sometimes
that's a huge problem.
Sometimes people don't believe you.
Important. This is why it's important to know how to properly vet a man. And this is why I want you ladies to get a copy of this. And you can get it for free if you follow the link in my bio on Instagram. This is a dating manual for single women. 30 steps to take before a first date. The reason why this is so important is because it's the beginning where a lot of women mess up. And I understand this very well because I just happen to be an intellectual, a charismatic, big personality, sense of humor, fit, nice looking. Okay. Women just throw.
Don't brag too hard.
No, I'm not bragging. I'm only saying.
You are right. You are right.
Said, yeah, right.
Listen.
You got a brother. You got a brother. Only reason, Diane, you got a brother.
Said, talk about.
I have four brothers, and y'all okay. would like them way more than me.
Huh?
y'all would love my
they
brothers.
Married?
They all married. My younger,
oh, so,
my
so then I won't like them.
I have three brothers who are married and two brothers who are not. But let's stay on track here. Let's get on track. Maybe forget about my thought. What was I saying?
The manual.
You said that the book, 30
yeah,
steps.
The book. Yeah.
Okay, so women, they miss opportunities in the beginning. Because that's where the information is. So the reason why I brought up the points about charismatic, all of that stuff, the only reason why I mentioned that is when women, and I'm speaking from experience and observation, when women meet men who have those characteristics, they forget about the Bible. They forget about what their father taught them. They forget about what their uncles and brothers, and they forget everything. And I'm like, this is just too easy. They just forget all of the values and everything just because the guy is nice looking or has these qualities. It's like, you can't forget. You have to be consistent with who you are each and every time. Here's what that looks like. If I meet a beautiful woman that most men would chase, I would treat her like the nerd that nobody pays attention to. Because I'm not going to pedestalize a woman just for beauty. What I need to know from you is, what can you do for me? If you can't do anything for me, your beauty is absolutely useless.
It means nothing. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It means absolutely nothing. So I'm going to test you. I'm going to test you to see if you're attracted to me. I'm going to test you to see if you're interested in me. I'm going to test you to see if you're emotionally available and willing to connect. And if it's a no, I'm on to the next. There's so many of you, only one of me.
Wow.
Yeah. I think that's one of my things. Yeah. I think that's one of my things lately. But, like, if you're emotionally unavailable, I just cannot. I can't.
But check this out. What about the point she was saying that guys acting, you were kind of like acting like bitches, right? You were kind of saying,
Yeah, I want to address that
soft.
Too.
What's that about?
No, not even. I didn't mean acting soft. I mean,
I understand what you're saying.
If you're gonna have a conversation, that's like if you guys are having a conversation with a woman and all you're getting is masculinity and all you're getting is, well, what can you do for me? And they have all these I'm having a brain fart. They have all these standards and all these qualities about you that they need to have in order to be interested. But when the roles are reversed and, you know, you're a woman, like Cheyenne said, that you're comfortable and you're feminine and you want to treat a man like a king and all these things, but, you know, then there, it's like, you're giving me what women are giving guys, so to speak. You know what I mean? Like, these qualities have become so, it's like they're diminishing.
Well, I think because we had to be so strong for so long, okay? That's the bad part about it.
Mm-hmm.
We had to be independent Black women, period. Whatever your situation, the independence, us working to help bring in money, single moms, single dads, stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, you forget about who you are. I know I have, because I've been single for such a long time. Number one, raising my kids by myself. That was my priority and everything. Right. So if a guy comes to me, we go on a date or something like that, I forget and I open the door for myself. That's because I've been by myself. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. So right.
This is where I shine right here. That's this is where power. I shine.
Okay.
Because those are typically the type of women that I go for. And it's usually for sport. When I see women who are just so strong and independent, I like just target them. Because I know, you know, they have walls up. And I'm like, why would I go for the woman who doesn't have any walls up? Where's the fun in that? I want the one that I have to
work. Want a challenge. Yeah.
Yeah, I want the challenge. And so, yeah. You know, I've had one of my exes, you know, she was, everything. She was everything. Ivy League, you know, set on several homes, you know, well-traveled marathoner, super fit, older. But I had to be like, let me get that door. What are you doing? I was like, I had to teach her. Walk on this. I had to teach her everything. But that was so much fun for both of us. She loved it because she wasn't used to it. And I can see it in her eyes. I can hear it in her voice. She loved every moment of it. Me holding open the door, me pushing her over on the inside of the sidewalk, me doing all of those things. She loved it. And now here's the thing. Now here's the thing that we have to remember. I'm sorry. I didn't get a...
That's okay.
No, that's me because my battery's dying.
About when we're... Okay. Am I back? We good?
Yeah, we're good.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, there was just an echo at first.
Here's what we have to remember. As men and women, we have to teach each other. The woman that I'm describing, she was very masculine. I took pride in helping her show her feminine. I had to bring her back. And so you ladies, you have to make a choice. Either stop, because I could have made a choice. I'm either going to stop dealing with her because she's so hard, or I'm going to teach her how to be soft.
And a lot of people don't have time for that. A lot of people, it's up to you.
It's up to you.
Right. I'm just saying,
a lot of men don't have time for that. They see you, they see you're beautiful, but you act like a dude or you're too hard or something like that. I don't know.
I remember I went on a cruise and I was invited to speak on a cruise with a group of ladies. And one of the women, she shook my hand. And this is something I do with where I love it. I shook her hand and she kind of squeezed it. I said, I'm like, what are you, in the army? And she was like, what do you mean? I said, you shook my hand like we're in a professional meeting. I can tell you're not attracted to me. And she said, no, that's not it at all. I was like, well, when you shake a man's hand, you want to make him feel like he's shaking a feminine woman's hand. You want to remind him. If you shake a man's hand firm like that, you're going to tell him, listen, I'm not attracted to you. I'm not interested. And I don't want to give you the wrong impression. But if you shake my hand nice and soft and slide it away, that's information. You're giving me information. You're communicating with me without even using words. So I'm going to pick that energy up.
Yeah, body language is everything.
Yeah.
Body language is that.
That's like when somebody grab your hand and shake it. And what is it? The middle finger they do in the palm of their hand?
Oh, my God. That's what we were doing when we were like 15, 16 years old.
They still do that, man, girl. They still do it. Somebody did it to me. I was like, what in the?
Are you serious? Wow, not in 2023.
In my upper age, yes. Yes.
Jesus.
Crazy. I have one other question because we got to get ready to get out of here soon. Baggage, Cheyenne.
Baggage.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people that I've been meeting have walls up, like you said, have walls up because they've been married before, been through this and did this and don't want to do it again, but we're vibing. You understand what I'm saying? And so me, I know that nothing ain't going nowhere. I'm not going to even try to change you. I'm not trying to change you. Don't want to change you. That's what you're saying right out the back. But there's a lot of people nowadays our age, where they have baggage and they just want to have fun.
And by baggage, do you mean that they're dragging their traumas? Because that's another thing too.
Yes.
People aren't letting go of their
not
traumas
go.
From
the men that some of the men that I'm meeting now are not letting go of the traumas from the past. And so they're saying nope to this, no to that, but we can hang, but no to this, no to that. You know?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people like that. I've been seeing that a lot lately where people are assuming that the person that they're interested in or they're meeting have to be responsible for their traumas. And at the end of the day, it's like, we're supposed to be letting these things go to, you know, to refresh and be, but again, that person has to be willing to be whole for themselves before they even open up to anybody else.
So. I'm meeting, they're not letting it go.
Right.
Well, here's what I can guarantee you. There is a 100% chance that each and every person that you meet will have baggage.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
100%.
Well, at that age, right? That goes back to the maturity thing.
At every age, no matter who you are, where you're on earth, there's 100% chance that a person will have baggage. That's one part of it that we have to face, we have to deal with. So don't think that, oh, I met this guy, he got so much baggage, let me just try another guy. No, the next guy's gonna have baggage too. Let me explain what a relationship is. A relationship is exchanging value. You have to decide, is this my person that I wanna exchange value with? So if I have issues because I lost my father when I was 1 year old, but you had both your parents, that doesn't mean you abandoned me because you had both your parents and you can't empathize with what I went through. I need your help. Tell me what your life was like with both your parents, because I never had that and I'm still hurting. Mm-hmm. Help me get through that. And if you can't, get out of my face.
Mm. Right. Mm. Yeah, so I feel like find, if we can't live vicariously through one another, at least to find the positive and even in our negatives, like, then what's the point? Yeah.
Right. So, absolutely. You know, why should I sit here and endure pain from something that I didn't ask for and I couldn't have anticipated, but I'm still in pain. I'm still human. I still need help. Will you help me? When you can say, yes, I'm willing to help you, you got yourself a relationship.
Mm. Yeah. So we're gonna about to get up out of here soon. I will give us 2 more minutes and everything. I just want to wrap things up, tie up the bow and everything. So what would you give today's couples who are celebrating Valentine's and might even get on the knee possibly to ask somebody to marry them? What would you say, or any suggestions? I mean, because you are now engaged, you know.
Yeah, this Valentine's Day is going to be a little bit different, you know. The main thing that we're going to focus on is gratitude, being grateful for being alive, being grateful for finding each other, being grateful for being open to receiving and reflecting on the time that we've had together and the time we spent together, and not getting so caught up in the material things. I think some people look forward to Valentine's Day for this one special moment. But what I like to do and what I encourage other people to do is to treat people special every day February 14th isn't such a big deal.
Right.
Yeah, it hasn't been a big deal to me in quite some time now.
Yeah, me too. I think the last person sent me, my father was the one who sent me flowers.
Yeah,
the last.
Yep. My mom. Ever since she passed away, I'm just like, you know, I have two beautiful grandkids. I love all my family and friends. Every single day, I don't need, you know, like the one day on the calendar to validate that. Like, that should be an everyday thing regardless.
Yeah.
Right? Regardless. Yeah.
I definitely want to go back to one other point when you had said that. I think it was Chanel who had said that, you know, if he falls in my lap and whatever. I think our expectations or hoping or praying with something that's in our life at that time, we don't want to get our hopes up high. I don't think that's my take on it. I don't want to get my hopes so high. So I'm like her. Yeah, if it happens, it happens. If it does, you know, I'm not cool either way. You understand what I'm saying? But I can't say. I guess I can't say that I was wishing and praying for it for a long time. Now I'm like, you know, hopefully it falls in my lap one of these days, real true love, you know, that type.
But are you being honest with yourself when you say things like that? Like Cheyenne was saying, you got to know you.
Well, here's the thing. It's not about hoping. It's not about praying. It's not about wishing. It's about being intentional.
Mm-hmm.
You have to make a decision. And no one knows you better than you. Mm-hmm. You know if you're ready to enroll in school. You know if you're ready to invest in a home. You know if you're ready to start a business. You know if you're ready to embark in a relationship. Stop lying to people and just be honest with yourself so that you don't
stop lying to yourself.
You schedule consultations with real estate brokers. You know you ain't got the money. You know you ain't got the credit. Stop it. If you know you're not ready for a relationship, just sit your single ashy behind down and enjoy being single. And when you're ready, you'll also, here's the thing. When a person is ready for any of those things I've mentioned, enrolling in school, investing in the home, starting a business, getting into a relationship, you know what to do. You know where to go. You know what steps to take. And if you don't, all you have to do is ask for help. Help is available. When a person needs something, and here's the other thing. When a person gets in enough pain, that's when they'll make a difference. I was talking to my younger brother and I said, listen, you don't care about how a person gets you there or how much it's going to cost. Let me give you an example. If you needed a ride and somebody said, and you have $5,000 on you and you just happen to have gotten shot and somebody said, I'll give you a ride to the hospital for $5,000. you're going to give them the $5,000 because you're in so much pain. You don't care about the money anymore. So mm-hmm. When a woman is in so much pain, I really want to learn how to get into a relationship. You will seek vehicles to get you there. And whatever the cost is, you will pay it. But if you're mm-hmm. unwilling to pay the price in time, energy, effort, money, then that shows that you're not really serious about the goal. I know for one thing, if I was a man struggling with women, I'd be all over the net. Where can I get help? Where can I get help? Where can I get help? But if I'm not in any pain, which, you know, most guys who are, you know, have any type of charm or anything, they're not in pain enough to go paying for a coach or a service or anything like that. So make a decision for yourself and be honest. If you're chilling, chill. If you're in pain, get help you need and then make the move.
Mm, okay. Wow. That was beautiful. I love it. All right. So listen, we got to get up out of here. And I always enjoy talking to, I don't even want to stop talking because I know we got so much to talk about. We can keep going on and on and on and on and on.
To be continued after post Valentine's Day.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But thank you all so much. Thank you for stopping by. Thank you so much, Chanel. Thank you so much, Akisa.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Everybody. Yes, it's available to everybody. All single women, go get your free copy. Go to Cheyenne Bostock on Instagram and click the link in my bio. It will be there for you. I'm going to keep it up for you.
Yes, okay. Chanel, awesome. Thank how can you. People get in touch with you if they want to songwrite and all that good stuff?
Okay.
How do they get in touch
with you? How do they get in touch with me? Uh-huh. Instagram, Chanel Red.
Akisa.
All right, we love it.
And I know you're still singing. This is my girl from the Lord. You know I love
this. Yeah.
I watched the video again because that's my favorite song. But yeah, so if anybody wanted to, you're an actress too, right? Actress, producer.
Yeah, thanks to Chanel. Well, not producer, thanks to Chanel. I, you know, started getting into our acting chops and we're now working on a new web series together where the other girls are now gonna be involved as well. So we're all tapping in. And you can follow us at Official Allure 97 and my personal page is Finding My Purpose 10.
Yes.
Number 10.
Yes. Yeah. One other plug I want to put in your movie. Now we did this, what was it, 2 years ago you did this?
Fresh.
Tell everybody what the movie was called about. It was good too.
It was called Pressure.
Yeah. Yes. About?
Mm-hmm. About men being pressured to be in relationships and we shouldn't be pressuring them to do that because when they're ready, they will let us know.
That's right. And where can they watch it? Watch it at?
On Tubi.
Tubi.
Yes. That was a great movie. It was good. Very much so. It was good.
Thank you.
People, we got to go. I hate
you. Gotta bounce.
We got
to bounce. It was nice to meet you, Jay.
Thank you.
You very happy welcome. Love
nice day. Seeing you, Cheyenne.
Likewise. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
You know you can find us always on with Tanya and Jay featuring DJ J.U. Ice on all media platforms. Apple. All that good stuff. Shoot. iHeart.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Amazon.
Happy Valentine's Day to you
always
too.
On with Tanya Jay. Make sure you download and subscribe. We need subscribers. We got to move on now. It's time to move on. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Good night.
Happy Valentine's.
Happy Valentine's.
Happy Valentine's.
Happy Valentine's.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Bye, good night.
Peace out, girl.
Peace out, babe.